Night, the light, and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show me what you were. Make them go as you shoot across the sky. Hello, welcome to Sit a Spell. I'm your host, Lisa Lee. Thank you for joining me today. It is January 25th, and it is a wonderful, beautiful day. It's kind of cold here in Minnesota, but, you know, we're from Minnesota. We get used to that. We have got a great show out lined up for you tonight. I've got a couple of news bits. I'm going to teach you some more spells. We are going to chat a little bit about the moon, where it's at today. And it's going to be fun. I've got great music lined up for you, too. It's all kind of about taking back the light. Remember last week we talked about last Thursday. We had this global event, and it was amazing. It was seriously the most profound and wonderful thing I've ever been a part of. And we took back the light. We had people spanning the entire globe. We had Egypt, and we had Austria. We had every state in the U.S. We had every single place on the globe, different faiths. All these people came together because there's so much sadness in the world. And everybody is struggling right now, and you know, as we talked about last week, like attracts like. And so we thought, well, if we just put this big, huge burst of positive energy out into the universe, maybe that will help dissipate some of the darkness that's out there, and all the light will start coming back. So we did that. I gotta tell you, we did our portion during my class that I put on, and we had drums there, and everybody was drumming, you know, to build up all the energy, and we lit candles, and we casted, and it was absolutely beautiful. And I know that there were people all over the entire world that was doing the same thing. We had different faiths of people, almost every single religion, major religion, and then people solitary on their own. We had churches, the news was involved, and this was all about taking back the light, and it was just... I do admit I cried like a baby when we were done, which was kind of embarrassing considering I'm supposed to be the professional and everything, but it was just so absolutely amazing. And I've gotten emails and notes and texts ever since then saying that they can feel the change in the air already, and things are happening in their lives already that are completely opposite of what was going on. The good is starting to come back, and I gotta tell you guys, I'm so proud of every single one of you that participated. Every single one of you that lit a white candle, that prayed. You made a difference. And I thank you for that. And it was amazing and powerful. And I'm not kidding, it was one of the most profound things I've ever been involved with. I'm so proud of each and every one of you. So, let's start our show. Considering the fact that the thing that we just did was a global event, and it was beautiful and wonderful, I kind of thought appropriately our first song tonight should be We Are the World.
Comes a time when we hit a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying.
Oh, when I stand to lend a hand to that, the greatest gift of all.
We can't go on pretending day by day
that someone somehow will soon make a change. speak commonly and true. You know love is all we need. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we'll make a better day, just you and me. Well, set up your heart, oh, so they know that someone cares.
So their cries for help will not be in vain.
We can't let them suffer. No, we cannot turn away.
Right now, they need a helping hand.
Hey. No, someone lies. We are the children.
We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Oh, there's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives.
It's true, we'll make a better day, just you and me.
When you're down and out, and there seems no hope at all.
But if you just believe, there's no way we can fall.
Well, well, then I'll see you rise. Oh, and change can only come.
Connected by a common bond, love, the hope.
push your will to live. Whatever Father love and watch it multiply. Feeling like the world's in, we can make the world win. Like Katrina, Africa, Indonesia, and now Haiti needs us. They need us, they need us.
The world can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit myfamilyissafe.com for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. MyFamilyIsSafe.com. Prepare. Protect. Survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit MyFamilyIsSafe.com right now. Control is available. Moongazer.
It is January 25th, and right now the moon is waxing. That means that the moon is getting larger in the sky as it moves, you know, towards the full moon. This is a great time to do spells that attract things to you, you know, bring positive change. Spells for love, good luck, growth. This is a time for new beginnings, to conceptualize new ideas, to invoke. At this time, the moon represents the goddess in her maiden aspect. So, this is a period that you bring everything to you. So, I would suggest that you do spells that will bring things to you. You know, the waxing moon is the perfect time to kind of build your body back up. It's a time that I use all kinds of different herbs, nurturing herbs and tonics, and it just kind of strengthens your body's own natural immunities. This is the perfect time to add extra oomph to your teas and drink tons and tons of water, because, you know, the more water you drink, the less water your body is likely to try to retain. So this is a time that I drink vast amount of water. A couple of good herbs to start adding to your teas. Raspberry leaf. It's an excellent tonic for female reproductive organs. Let's see, hawthorn berries, they're good for cardiovascular system. Nettle is a great blood tonic. Marshmallow root is really good for soothing your urinary tract. Let's see, burdock, that's a great liver tonic for all of you liquor drinkers. Lots of burdock. Red clover builds fertility. Let's see, oat straw, that's really great for the nervous system. And alfalfa is actually an all-around fantastic, like, nutritive tonic, so take lots of that. All these herbs are really simple, and they're gentle. They're best taken with a cup of tea. I would do it 3 to 5 times a day. By the way, I am not a doctor. This is just what I do for myself. Also, this is a great time for applying, like, all the medicinal salves for anything that you want to heal on your body. This is a great time to take therapeutic baths. This is the time that you want to support all of your nutritional needs. This is the perfect time to build up your body. So make sure you have a good supply of minerals and vitamins and carbohydrates and amino acids, everything that you need to be healthy. This is the time to really oomph that up. I would say this is probably not the best time to lose weight or fast or anything like that. This is not the time to do that. And always make sure that you're really careful to ground and kind of center yourself so that your body and your life force energy and everything is all in balance. pagans have lots of different holidays. Espats, those are lunar holidays, and that's when you do a lot of moon magic. Right now is January, and we are in what is called a wolf moon. Let's do a moon wish spell. I want you to ask for your heart's desire, so draw the symbol of a waxing moon on a pure beeswax candle with a rose thorn. Light the candle, and with your eyes fixed upon the flame, I want you to concentrate on your heart's desire being granted by the moon, by the goddess of the moon. When this thought is firmly in your mind, whisper softly, "Goddess Luna, mother of all light and love, grant me my heart's desire," and then say exactly what you wish for. "Grant my wishes, fulfill my heart's desire, shine on me tonight." Then blow out the candle flame, but hold the image of that heart's desire, that wish that you want so bad, hold that image in your mind's eye for as long as possible. And as you think of the candle's flame, know for sure that your wish has been heard. And within the space of one lunar cycle, your heart's desire should be granted. So that's just one really easy, quick waxing lunar spell to do. I'm going to really quickly go over the astrological side of the moon, just so that you're aware of this. And if you go to my website, empoweringthedivine.com, and click on chat and learn here, all of this information is going to be in there. So a moon in Aquarius, those are great for spells involving science, personal choice, and friendship. Moon in Pisces is spells involving telepathy and clairvoyance. Aries is spells involving power, authority, willpower, and renewal. Taurus is spells involving love, property, and finance. Gemini, I'm a Gemini, spells involving travel, communication, and personal connections. The moon in Cancer is for spells involving the home, hearth, and all moon deities. Moon in Leo is spells involving authority, strength, courage, and fertility. Virgo is for health, education, and career. Libra, those are legal matters, artistic talents, and business partnerships. Scorpio is for spells that are involving psychic development, magic, and personal power. Sagittarius is for written word, integrity, and motion. And lastly, Capricorn is for spells involving drive, ambition, politics, and financial gain. I thought since we're talking about the moon, our next song should be "That's Why God Made the Moon" by John Elefante.
Me to testify that I don't want to die.
my dear friend Barbara, who owns the shop Heaven and Earth Essentials. She is absolutely in love with the moon. So, Barbara, that song was for you.
What's in the news?
Not a whole lot happening in the witchy world this week. Let's see, a pagan mom challenges a Bible giveaway at North Carolina school. That's one thing. So a pagan mother's challenge to the distribution of donated Bibles at a local school has prompted the Buncombe, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, the Buncombe County Board of Education to reevaluate its policies regarding religious texts. Ginger Strivelli, who practices witchcraft, a form of paganism, said she was upset when her 12-year-old son came home from school, North Windy Ridge Intermediate School, with a Bible. The Gideons International had delivered several boxes of the sacred books to the school office, and the staff allowed interested students to stop by and pick them up. The school should not be giving out religious material of one sect and not others, Strivelli said. According to Strivelli, the principal assured her the school would make available religious texts donated by any group. But when Strivelli showed up at the school with pagan spell books, she was turned away. Buncombe, I swear to God, I have no idea if I'm saying that right. Buncombe County school officials are currently reviewing relevant policies and practices with their school board attorneys. The district announced in a written statement, during this review period, no school in the system will be accepting donations of materials that could be viewed as advocating a particular religion or belief. The school board is expected to address the issue at its first meeting on February 2nd. And according to legal expert, the First Amendment gives public schools two clear choices when it comes to distributing religious texts. You can either open your public school up to all religious material, or you can say no to all religious material, Michael Broyd, a professor and senior fellow at Emory University's Center for Study of Law and Religious, said. Dear God, that was a mouthful. You can't say you can distribute religious material, but only from good mainstream faiths, which is a really valid point. So, as you know, well, I think you know, I told you last week, paganism, witchcraft, all of that, it has been deemed a valid religion. It's upheld by the law, even though some people still don't choose to see that. It really is. It's a valid religion. So you can't say one religion can distribute and the other can't, because that's not fair. That's other people's opinion. So I'm kind of glad that this got brought forth to the front burner so other people could see. It is really ridiculous. You can't have one without the other. A Temecula church was vandalized, and they're calling it a possible hate crime. A burned Bible and a bench marked with a pentagram were tossed outside of a Catholic church in Temecula, prompting an investigation of a possible hate crime. A pentagram was found scrawled on the bench and was tossed into a fountain outside St. Catherine of Alexandria's church last week, Riverside County Sheriff's official told the Riverside Press. Then on Monday, a charred Bible was discovered by parishioners outside the main doors by the sanctuary. Several gravestones were knocked off their bases the same day at the same cemetery. What the hell? Okay, you know what? I get it. Some teenagers, they want to be cool, and so the best way to do that is to freak people out. And, okay, I'm a witch, or I'm pagan, I'm gonna dress all in black and wear pentacles and do it. It's all for shock value, kids. Grow up. It's people like you that are causing everybody else to suffer. Son of a... I'm not gonna say it, but, I mean, seriously, knock it off. It is seriously people like you that give the rest of us a bad name and make it harder for the rest of us to prove to everybody that we're not crazy, evil people that are out to hurt people. I just cannot believe that people would still do this. I get it. You're angsty children, and you want shock value. You want to freak out your parents or the world. You know, you're trying to make a statement. You're trying to find yourself. Cool, awesome. But don't hurt other people. For God's sake, stop. On a happier note. Sorry I got so upset, but on a happier note. A couple of days ago, on World Religion Day, a bunch of faiths get together in Shreveport. And the news article says, after 13 years, organizers and participants can say that World Religion Day has evolved. The main thing is that it's possible to live together and work together and coexist, since said Susan Caldwell, who is the president of the planning community for World Religion Day. Together we can make things beautiful. World Religion Day was hosted at the Church for the Highlands. It's an event that celebrates the area's religions and gives participants the ability to learn more about their different faiths in a non-threatening venue. The event highlights the rich religious diversity of the area, Caldwell said. We're a global community, and this is a chance to learn about each other. Each year, leaders from area faiths include Islam, Wicca, Hinduism, Christianity. They all participate. I mean, there's more, obviously. But they all participate in panel discussions, and booths are set up where the public can come in and talk to each faith and gain information. How cool is that? Throughout the years, organizers have seen an evolution of the event and among themselves. While the goal was once to highlight the similarities among the different religions, now it's to celebrate the differences. We're starting to be comfortable enough and respectful enough that we can talk about our differences, Caldwell said. Sunday was the third year that Karen Saunders, a student from Southern Arkansas University in Magnolia, attended the event. Each year, the group from each campus takes part. Saunders said each year she learned something new from the speakers, and this time, at a panel on interfaith marriage, she learned that love trumps differences. Oh, that's wonderful. If both of them love each other enough, and they both give a little bit, they can make it work. And maybe there really is hope for the world, she said. April Daniel, the local director of the Northwest Ekankar Association, has participated in the event for several years. Daniel and other participants from other faiths see each other at least once a year at the event, and they've gotten really familiar with each other, and that's a plus. She said that we've grown as a family and gotten to know each other and coexist. Trixie Davis, a third-degree high priestess of Crescent Circle Silver Witches Covenant of the Pentacle Wiccan Church, another mouthful, said she can see the evolution of the event. The first time her group participated, Wicca was grouped under the title Earth-Based Religions. After having representation on the planning community, they are now listed appropriately with their symbol, a pentacle, drawn next to their names on the program. Shreveport is becoming more open-minded, she said. There is an interest and it's becoming larger. That is wonderful. That is what we want to hear. People coming together and learning without stereotypes. That was a good news story to end off with. I'm going to take a personal moment right here and just give a shout out to my daddy. My dad is the glue that holds our family together. I was raised by a single father, and you know, back in the 70s, that just was unheard of. So, Daddy, thank you so much for giving me such a wonderful, happy childhood. I could have turned out to be such a little creep because, you know, there was no estrogen in there, but I had the most amazing, wonderful, happy childhood. My dad is phenomenal. I can't tell you enough wonderful things about him, but I just want you to know, Daddy, that I love you so much, and thank you for making me who I am today. This next song is a shout-out to my daughter Ashley and her fiancé, Craig, who is trapped overseas in Iraq fighting a war for our freedom. This song is especially for you.
Words before, but every time I say I love you, the
words mean something more. I spoke them as a promise right from the start. I said death would be the only thing that could tear us apart. And now that you are standing on the edge of the unknown, I love you means I'll be with you wherever you must go. I will take a heart as nature is to be for me alone, and fill it up with new makeup, your joy and pain my own. No matter how deep, oh, there with you. Growing colder and the sky is growing dark. Though it's something neither of us understands, we can walk through this together if we hold each other's hand. I said for better or for worse I'd be with you. So no matter where you go,
perfect true love song, don't you think? I just thought that was perfect for my daughter and her fiance Craig. They really need it, you know, being separated with him being overseas and all that, so I just thought that was a perfect song for them. We're going to continue our theme of light, taking back the light, so our next song is Light On by David Cook.
Never really said too much, afraid it wouldn't be enough. Just
try to keep my spirits up when there's no point in grieving. Doesn't matter anyway. Words can never make me stay. Words will never take my place when you know I'm leaving. Try to leave a light on when I'm gone. Something I rely on to get home. What I can feel at night to make it right. The fire to keep me warm. Try to leave a light on when I'm gone. Even in the daylight shining on. And when it's late at night you can look inside. You won't feel so alone. You know we've been down that road. Which seems a thousand times before. Now back to a closing door and my eyes to the seasons. I roll out underneath my heels. And you don't know how bad it feels. You're the only one that I have ever believed in. Try to leave the light on when I'm gone. Something I rely on to get home. What I can feel at night and make it right. The fire to keep me warm. Try to leave the light on when I'm gone. Even in the daylight shine on. And when it's late at night you can look inside. You won't feel so alone.
Welcome to Spell Intel.
One of the spells that we're going to do this week is the birthday ritual spell. And it's real simple. All you're going to need for your materials is an altar, one white candle, one black candle, a cauldron, a pen, two pieces of paper, some good luck oil, some banishing oil, and a petitioner candle, which is like a candle that represents you. So get a candle that is whatever color matters to you, that's the candle that you're going to get. So whatever color you mostly relate to, your favorite candle color, grab that, and then some incense. So what you're going to do is you're going to create a circle. You're going to light your incense, and you're going to anoint your black candle with banishing oil. And while you're doing that, imagine removing all of your obstacles, all of your bad habits. Just imagine everything is falling away from you, and light that candle and say, I empower this candle to absorb all negative forces acting upon me. As this candle burns, so let its power engulf all negative energies, leaving my path clear for success. Then anoint the white candle with good luck oil and imagine all good thoughts, successes, positive reinforcement, you know, everything wonderful is coming to you. And when you light this candle, I want you to say, I empower this candle to attract all powers, wondrous and good. As this candle burns, so might it purify me as I purify for this next journey. Then grab your petitioner candle and light it and say, as this candle represents myself, the humble priestess, let it be a beacon for positive energies, love, light, and prosperity. As this candle burns bright, so may the light of my journey burn bright with happiness and gifts from the Lord and Lady in this coming year. Place your petitioner candle between the white and the black candle. Take a moment and just kind of reflect on your past year, especially reflect on all of your regrets and all of the flaws and all the mistakes that you've made. Write all of these things down on a piece of paper and then burn that paper over the black candle and say, as the snake sheds its skin, so do I shed these bad habits. And then drop that piece of paper into the cauldron and let it just burn up. Reflect on all of the good things that you want to accomplish in your coming year, all the traits that you wish to acquire and experiences you hope to gain, and write all of these things down on a piece of paper. So everything that you want to come to you, all of the good habits and all of the positive things, and then burn this piece of paper over the white candle and say, as the lady watches over me, so shall I gain all these good things. And then drop this into the cauldron. Raise your arms and say, on this day of my birth, may my magic be replenished and empowered. May my body be flushed with light of the Lord and the Lady. And then thank the God and Goddess and have your cake and eat it too and have some wine and close your circle because your rite is done. Our next spell is a very simple healing spell. It's a candle spell. All you need is a blue candle. So you're going to take your blue candle and carve the person's name in it that has the ailment, the sickness, the illness. Carve that person's name into that blue candle, and then you're going to dress your candle with anointing oil. Make sure that you dress it from the middle to the bottom and then from the middle to the top. Burn a black candle anointed with banishing oil. And burn banishing incense. Make sure that you dress that black candle from top to middle and then from the bottom to the middle. Draw a picture of the target with the disease or the wound or the condition or whatever it is. Clearly point out what the problem is in the picture. So you're going to draw a picture of the person. It can be a stick figure. It's perfectly fine. But make sure you put arrows or something so it's very clear what you're working on. You're going to light that blue candle and concentrate and put all of your energy into removing whatever that health problem may be. So just put all of your energy, focus on what the issue is at hand, and then say, and by the way, you're going to insert the person's name. So, healing light, shining bright, let, insert name, sickness flee in fright, magic mend and candle burn, sickness end, good health return. As this candle burns, so the illness turns. Melted like this wax, cut like with an axe. Remove and banish, all disabilities vanished, with harm to none, including me. Radiant health, blessed be, I cast the spell, so mote it be. And then make sure you do a big clap, like this. Burn the picture of the ailment in the flame from the black candle. Then take the ashes and the black candle and bury them, hence burying the ailment. So you're going to take the picture, or the ashes from the picture, and the black candle, you're going to bury them in the earth because you're burying the sickness. And that is a very simple candle healing spell.
The world can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit MyFamilyIsSafe.com for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. MyFamilyIsSafe.com. Prepare. Protect. Survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit MyFamilyIsSafe.com right now. Control is available.
Our next song is Wild Mountain Time by the Midnight Rounders.
Mm-hmm. the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweet, they're blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pick up mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a bower on your pure and crystal fountain. Yes, another dove will lay all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all grow together to pick that mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? Won't come with me, I would surely find another to make that mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to make that mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
Events coming up on January 30th. There is a ghost hunting class up in Sauk Center, Minnesota. Let's see what else. February 2nd is I'm teaching another class. It's my witchy class that I teach on Thursdays, and that is at Heaven and Earth Essentials in Sauk Center. What else do we have? We've got a seance in the Victorian Seance Room, and that is on February 11th. On February 8th, we've got a psychic development class. That's a very good class. February 17th is Tea Night at Heaven and Earth Essentials. And we've got a ghost hunt on February 18th. To get all of the details for that, you can go to my website, empoweringthedivine.com. That is empoweringthedivine.com. I'll have all the details up of all the different events that we've got coming up. Also, if you click on Chat and Learn and meet like-minded people, all of the spells from tonight will be up there. If you're interested in being on the show, if you've got some ideas, if you want some specific music or some other things, some other topics covered, you know, go to my website, shoot me an email. I would be happy to put up whatever music that you guys want to listen to or talk about any other topics. I'm your girl. So just let me know. So just go to empoweringthedivine.com and I will shoot I won't shoot you an email. You will shoot me an email. And we will get those bases covered. It has been an absolute honor spending this hour with you. I thank you so much for joining me. You know, the show is only going to keep getting better as I keep going and meeting new people. We're going to start having interviews. I think we're going to have our first interview next week. So join me then. And in the meantime, thank you. And take back the light.
Oh, yeah. Oh, glory. And I'm hanging on to you.